All right, and we are back here on Out of the Woods. Got another brand new release for you right now from Spite and Dival, and their new CD is called Temptation. This is the only track on the disc which features a guest vocalist. I don't know, does it make me a bad person to say that this is actually my favorite track on the disc? Has Dina Miller singing the lead on this one. It's called Everything I Am on Out of the Woods.
Sky, and you will let a moment pass, and you look so alive as you are filling up your glass. Everyone's hanging out, it feels like my and hurricanes, but I want something more. Everything I am total of things you make me feel. Everything I want, I want.
Run from every mirror in your way, hey. clasp your hands for every falling star that you can't save. And you keep your heart inside a mason jar. And you curl up in the womb of your journal. Use an ink that stains the page a shade of cobalt blue. And you climb up to the penthouse for a better view of the one star that confirms you got your life ahead of you. You got your life ahead of you. You got your life. From their hair, and you can let them tell you happiness lies just on the horizon. Live tonight, send me a postcard when you get there. But you're searching for a moon glow independent of the sunlight, and a firefly that hasn't got no wings. And there is nothing sweeter than the sight of your face when it's smiling, but even through a smile, the rain's still gonna sting. And so you run from every mirror in your way. Hey, 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 and you sow your seeds and wait for rainy days. And you clasp your hands for every falling star that you can't save. And you keep your heart inside a mason jar. Curl up in the womb of that journal. Use an ink that stains the page a shade of cobalt blue. And you climb up to the penthouse for a better view of the one star that confirms you got your life ahead of you. You got your life ahead of you. You got your life.
My name it was so often forgotten, but I'm inside of every tree. I am inside of every atom. Sky and earth united by me. I'm unity, I'm gravity. I am a warrior to know. I am a hieroglyph of illusion, all illusions must die. I simply am and I'll always be, waiting for you to discover me. I'm unity, I'm gravity, I'm wind of eternity. I am a warrior turned on. I am a hieroglyph of love. We'll be right back. still waiting to confront only something real. Against the odds, I'm still here. I'm always with you, I'm always near. Sky and earth united by me. I'm unity, I'm gravity. I am a warrior turned off. I am a higher ugly fog.
It's bad, you know. It's difficult to be an alligator lover in this here swamp. This swamp where folks kill them every chance they get. Why, it's gotten so bad the History Channel's boating their film crews out here to get them on shows called Swamp People or something like that. Kind of pitting neighbor against neighbor for some contest to see who can get more gators shot with their pistols and slung under their boats before the rains come pouring into their houseboats downstream. Mm-hmm. Pitting neighbor against neighbor for an endangered species. These so-called contests where they never were pitted before in these here swamps. It's bad, you know. Ah. The gators. I love them, you know. I love them. The gators. The people I like. But people are hard to love. They're easy to like, hard to love. But gators, pythons, rattlesnakes. You can't help but love the ones who only kill with their teeth and bodies, with no ridiculous comparing of kills, no saber rattling, no comparison of ideologies, no competitions, no contests like these swamp people from the History Channel. No agenda other than self-defense or food. It's bad, you know. Whenever I start feeling all about how my fellow species treat other species, I just take a long walk through these here swamps. Quiet. See that? Look, over there. You see those two eyes? Those two bumps over there. Those alligator eyes. No. Something is... not something you see too often, even around my house, but... it's because of all these contests and such. You know, it's bad. You know? Look at that feller. He's got a half smile under that dark water. He hasn't a fear in the world. He doesn't think I'm going to snare him or shoot him with a gun, which I'm not. No one set out bait and a snare for him to get caught up in. No siree, not on my property. Not out here. Not in my backyard. Not from this person's intentions. Nope. These here, what we all call the American alligator, are endangered. And so's the Everglades. And you know what? That's bad. Really, really bad. You know?
Mr. Bruce Coburn there for you. A nice instrumental. We're going to send that one out to Peter. And that's a nice one coming out of the alligator bit that he just did for us. And they're coming from Trail Mix, that he did. But the Bruce Coburn one, let me find out which album that was from. Nothing But a Burning Light. And it was called When It's Gone, It's Gone. So there's your connection to what Peter did. And Peter's piece was called It's Bad, You Know, and coming from Trail Mix out there at Pine Cone Radio out in Pine Mountain Club, California. Thanks for that, Peter. We also had Gogol Bordello in there from their new one called Pura Vida Conspiracy and Hieroglyph. Send that one out to Ben. Jane Kramer and Any Way You Like, Child, from her new CD, Break and Bloom. And we started you off back there, Spite and Dival with Dina Miller, helping him out with some lead vocals, and Everything I Am from the new CD, Temptation. Well, it's that time for the mid-show break, but I wanted to talk about the one that Peter did there a little bit more before we go to the break. I agree with Peter on that. It's really insane, some of these things that people do just for the sake of killing things. I was out in my yard the other day mowing my lawn, and my neighbor came over to talk to me, and my wife walked over too. We don't talk to them very often, but he was talking about one tree we have. We have some lime trees on the property line, and the roots were sticking up a little bit, and we're just talking about stuff like that. And I can't remember how we got talking about the groundhog. We have a groundhog that's been living under our shed, comes out to eat the grass and the clover and stuff. And we just mentioned that. I was like, yeah, the groundhog. And he's like, oh, yeah, I killed that. Like, that was it. We didn't say anything else about it. We just walked away. He killed the groundhog simply because the groundhog ate some lettuce out of the garden. I don't know. It's just sad. I don't see any sense in killing things just because, you know, they cramped your style. You know, that's stupid. I mean, animals hunt too, but hunting within reason. But that's just really rubbed us the wrong way. And I don't think we'll ever think about our neighbor the same way again. But what can you do? You got to live with them, right? All right. Well, anyway, you're tuned into Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College here in New London, New Hampshire. It's that mid-show break time, so the local folks will get the calendar and the weather. Everyone else listening to the podcast online will get something else. We'll be right back after this.